another murderous pair. Dealt with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push, now I smoke pounds of the kush. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Jew runner over and out of this bitch. Step into the spotlight.
Welcome to the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, a very special lottery party edition in that the lottery party is on Tuesday, which is tomorrow or today, depending on when you're listening to it. And very special as well for another reason. First of all, because Mike is on the phone, just like the good old days. But the reason he's on the phone is because this is the second time we've done this podcast because I deleted it the first time. Hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy. I'm about to get on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge to head back to Philly from my brother's house in Jersey.
Your brother, Puff Andy, your brother?
Puff Andy, the brother. The only one.
There we go. Well, thank you for doing this again. If anyone listening to this, if this doesn't have the sort of exuberance you would expect out of this podcast, it's only because we talked about these exact same things yesterday. So. I'm going to try to fake it as best as I can. All right.
Fake it.
All right. Faking it. The lottery party is tomorrow. I don't even know why I'm faking. The lottery party is Tuesday. Very exciting. You know, people have been asking, is Rock still coming? Is Robert Covington still coming? Robert Covington will be there. Very excited for that. He will be part of the podcast. We'll go through like the time schedule, but we wanted to get off the top that, you know, Covington, I'm sure he would admit, did not have the playoff series he would have liked against Boston, but he had a wonderful season. He has been there for now 3 years, been through the 10-win season, been through a ton of shitty stuff with us. He is one of four guys that we sort of, if we were to target anybody to be on the pod, obviously it would be TJ, Covington, Dario, and Embiid, and he was the obvious choice for the lottery party. We're very excited to have him, and we expect an enormous ovation, and we are expecting you, the listener, to do so.
Yeah, look, he knows he didn't play well, but he's great. He's one of us, undrafted free agent, just got paid, deserves our love, had the best season of his career, and he's only going to get better. And we had TJ. Now we have Covington. So if you want a Dario and eventually an Embiid on the podcast, we've got to be nice to Cov. Don't boo Covington. He'd be a real shithead to boo Covington. Even Ange Goldstein wouldn't boo Covington.
No, not at the lottery party. Here's what I think. I think if any Sixer is kind enough to and brave enough to step into one of our insane events, I think they deserve to be treated with all the respect in the world. So, and just think of it this way. Here's how I think of it. Like, there are two ways he can walk away from this thing, right? The first way is the way that TJ did. Like, wow, those people are pretty weird, but that was awesome. And that, or like, fuck those guys. That's the only two options, and I would much rather it be the first. So, we are...
The craziest thing is that, like, we have an impact on how the city is seen and how Sixers fans are viewed. And when, like, J.J. Redick listened to TJ's podcast, obviously it was after he was on the team, but he listened to TJ live pod, and you got to figure other NBA guys will listen to the Covington podcast to hear how he's received and watch the videos that go live and viral or whatever about the lottery party. So, if you want free agents to come here, we weirdly have a role in that. So, don't boo Covington. We'll be mad.
And
I'll be legitimately mad.
And on top of that, I think I would say the guy, like you mentioned, he's going to be first or second team all defense. He shot 37. He had a fucking great year. And the team has been, he is one guy. It's pretty amazing. I think you can only point to Embiid in the same way. I know this is crazy, but from the moment he got here a few years ago, the team was instantly better when he was on the court and has always been that way. So it's an honor to have him. Treat him right.
And as the two biggest Covington apologists, on the internet. We're fully aware of how long this segment has gone. We don't care. Because you're not going to boo Covington. So don't do it.
Okay, so here is the way the night is going to go, the way the evening is going to go. The doors open at 5 p.m., and the festivities start right at then. First of all, if you haven't seen yet, there is a special menu that that we'll have at Xfinity Live, and all of the different, the regular main Xfinity Live, like the main area, and then at 1100 Social, at Victory, all those places, there is a list of banned a burger named after each person that is banned. So an Andrew Sharp burger, Doris Burke, Howard Eskin, Bill Simmons.
The Howard Eskin burger has to taste like absolute shit. have the same like caramelized onions that it's had since like 1987.
Of course, there is a Blark burger that is not banned. There is the cheesesteak rolls out of bed, and there is a burger. There is a lickface burger, which is the least appetizing thing I've ever heard of. But it's really amazing. I'm going to have to steal the menus so I can have them as a memento. But if you go to our website, and all this information is right at RiceRickySanchez.com on the front page. So starting right at 5, pictures with my dog Rebel. That's right. They were a big hit last year. Rebel will be in the Big Barker dog bed lounge at Victory Beer Hall right when you walk into the left. He'll probably be there an hour and a half, as long as Rebel lasts. Rebel is nervous around people. Not nervous enough to hurt anybody, but definitely nervous. It is a $5 donation to our charities, which is National Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Justice Rescue. And when you take a photo with Rebel, you can register to actually win a Big Barker dog bed. Eric from Big Barker will be there helping out Val take pictures with Rebel as well. And did I mention Big Barker is matching all donations? So every $5 that you donate, Big Barker is going to throw in $5 too. So that's pretty awesome. If you don't want a picture with Rebel, go ahead.
I'm home with Donovan, and he is using his Big Barker dog bed frequently. And even though he's a smaller dog, he really enjoys it.
Well, yeah, of course, there's the Big Barker Jr. Actually, Rebel's friend Opie was over. Another Aruban rescue was over today, and he was enjoying the Big Barker as well. So go get your picture with Rebel. That'll probably be 5 till 6, maybe 6:30 if we're lucky. You can also get your picture with the Sam Hinkie retirement banner that we raised last year. You can take your picture with that. That is a $5 donation to our charities as well. That will be over at 1100 Social. Joe from Fans of Philly and his girlfriend Paige will be over there taking the donations. And when you get your picture with the Hinkie banner, you can get one of the Hinkie or Wright Stricky Sanchez ping pong balls. They will be there till about 6:45. Thank you to the casino at Delaware Park for the ping pong balls. I think we've talked about ping pong balls before, but this is the first year that we've actually had them there. So that's pretty exciting as well. 6 o'clock, the party actually officially starts. If you have VIP tickets, that is when you can enjoy your food and your beverage starting then upstairs. Xfinity Live let me know that not only the ticket was supposed to come with just beer and wine, but now it comes with well drinks, and it also comes with, there is a special Rita's Shirley Temple made with Rita's cherry water ice with alcohol in it that you can buy everywhere, but that will be upstairs in VIP as well. Thank you to Rita's Italian Ice, and you, a veteran of Rita's, of course.
Yeah, I can't remember. Did I say this on the podcast that got deleted that I used to work there?
Yes. Yeah, we talked. That's why I remembered it.
The Rita's in Newtown and the Rita's in Village Shires, both my old Rita's stomping grounds. I believe on the last podcast you asked me what my favorite flavor was.
Yes.
I'll tell you. Mango is a solid. It's a staple. But, you know, you go like a little raspberry lemonade, which they rarely have, but it's very tasty. You got your passion fruit is one of my favorites as well, and a dash of lemon always. Can't go wrong with a little dash of lemon. All lemon is too much, but a little lemon really spices things up. That's my read tip of the day.
Well, I think with water ice, I think cherry and lemon for me are always locks as awesome. Now, I will say that the lemon at Rita's is very lemony. Like there's pieces of lemon in there. So, yeah, I've always liked, and you said this on the other podcast, I've always liked the Swedish fish one, but you've never tried that. So,
no, it was after my time. So I don't acknowledge it as a real flavor.
So this is how the Live Ricky is going to work. Live Ricky, about 6:50, we're going to settle in to the Live Ricky. It's going to be on the big screens, and we're going to be upstairs on a stage, and it'll be loud. Around 6:50, we're going to settle in, and like we do at the Live Ricky's, we're going to kick it off with the commercials. We're going to record in front of you. And then at about 6:55, we have a very special presentation of something that Mike has been working on. I'm not even gonna, we'll give full credit when it's there, but I think tears will be shed when this happens.
Yeah, it's a pretty emotional thing. We got, I was getting emotional doing it. I believe you showed it to Jack Fritz, WIP.
Yes.
Jack Fritz.
Yep.
He got emotional.
He did.
We're basically piecing together the last podcast that we did.
Well, Jack.
But yeah, it's you'll like it. It's a couple minutes long. Very reflective. You know, the process will never end, but the fact that the Process Sixers became a legitimate contender this season and a playoff threat means that we've certainly crossed into something else. And so to sort of look back at where we came from, so you'll want to be there for that.
Absolutely. So then the Live Ricky officially will start around 7 o'clock. We will have some special guests in there. I guess the only one that I will say for sure that obviously you would expect is Pablo Torre will be on the Live Ricky before the wedding, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have some important things to discuss with Pablo as well. And thank you to Pablo for coming and marrying Lauren and Zeke. Then right after the Live Ricky, which will obviously include some culty chanting, some wrestling style ranting and raving, and some, of course, rock. Robert Covington will be part of the Live Ricky. Very excited for that. Oh, and also, if you're a VIP ticket holder, and you're, of course, you get a picture with Cov, and you get an autograph from Cov, make sure you are up in the VIP area no later than 7 o'clock, because that will happen right after the Live Ricky. But we need everybody up there. So right after the Live Ricky, about 7:50, Lauren and Zeke, the winners of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez Lottery Party Wedding, will get married by Pablo Torre in front of everyone. Boy, this is fucking crazy. So thank you to everybody who entered, obviously, the final four, especially Landon and Brittany, Dan and Nancy, Rashid and Alicia. Lauren and, this is what Lauren and Zeke get. An engagement ring and wedding bands from the great L.L. Pavorsky. A Process prenuptial agreement autographed by the amazing Adam Kornblau of Kornblau and Kornblau. You'll be married by Pablo Torre of ESPN, a special Sixer-centric New York romantic getaway from our friends, the New York Trusters of the Process. They are going to get you a night in an awesome hotel in Brooklyn, tickets to a Sixers-Nets game next year, and beers before the game. A story on your wedding at the lottery party written by Derek Bodner and posted on The Athletic. Vows written by Academy Award loser Mike Weber. That is happening.
I actually heard that he came, you know, he's nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, and I actually heard that he came in last place out of all of the other four nominees. So, really scraping the barrel of what we can get.
Barely even nominated, I guess you could call at that point. And then, of course, the winners of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez wedding get a romantic getaway for two to Riu Palace Riviera Maya in Riviera Maya, Mexico from Apple Vacations. Three-night trip, airfare, ground transfers from the airport, all meals and drinks. Riu Palace Riviera Maya, located on a dazzling stretch of white sandy beach framed by tropical trees and crystal clear turquoise waters. A ton of awesome restaurants you can choose from. Brazilian, Japanese, Mexican, and a steakhouse, a 24-hour sports bar, a swim-up bar, daily entertainment, snorkeling, windsurfing, live music. For more information about Riu Palace Riviera Maya and Apple Vacations, go to applevacations.com. And then right after the wedding, you know, as exciting, not as exciting, but, you know, a close second to the lottery is the lead up where we decide on like just sort of on cue who we're going to boo and who we're going to cheer for as they show the representatives of the lottery right before they do it up on the big screen.
Yeah, for the new or uninitiated, at the second ever lottery party, which was 2015, it was the Jahlil Okafor draft, I believe so, right? Yeah, the Jahlil Okafor draft.
Yep.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Vlade Divac came on the screen after booing everyone else inexplicably, pre-pick swap trade. The crowd at Buffalo Wild Wings all banded together in the moment and cheered for Vlade Divac, knowing that the pick swap trade was about to happen. It was truly a prescient moment and one of my favorite moments in Ricky history.
Yeah, it's and honestly, there's got to be video of it on YouTube somewhere. I think John Barchard from BGN Radio was videoing the whole thing. Or maybe the Vlade part is not on video. This is all I'll say to anybody who wasn't there. It happened. Like, it definitely happened. Before the pick swap trade, before any of that, we cheered Vlade for no discernible reason. And the other thing that happened at that live pod is that Andrew Sharp was on it. Andrew Sharp was definitely there. No one could hear us. We did a live Ricky there. No one could hear it. We had one tiny speaker.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's that. And then we'll hang out the rest of the night. I'm pretty psyched to do this. Here's the other thing. I usually, when you're not there, have to come home and then do a podcast that night. I don't have to do that this time. So
yeah,
can hang out a little bit. So really excited to see everybody. This is what this has grown to, first of all, and we'll be able to announce how much money we've raised after tomorrow night, after we get all the donations from the Rebel and the Hinkie Banner thing. But we're going to raise a ton of money for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Justice Rescue. And to think that this has gone from 200 people at Miller's just 5 years ago to a sold-out 3,000-person Xfinity Live with an actual sixer there is just unbelievable. So we're just really excited to see everybody, and so thankful that this is, it's thankful and confused that this has become a thing. And I want to say thanks too to the, I've said this every year for the last 3 years, the Xfinity Live folks are just the best partners in all of this that you could ever imagine. Any idea we have from Tony and Anthony and Lindsay and Kaya and everybody else over there, Jay, everybody over there has been really, really awesome and great partners in this lunacy. So every time we have an idea, they figure out how to do it. So very thankful for that, and thankful for everyone who's going to come.
Absolutely. And also, we mentioned in the last podcast, I'm now remembering, another group of people that will be there is Headcount.
Oh, yeah.
It is a nonpartisan organization that registers voters usually at music venues and concerts and stuff, but we have them coming to the lottery party because voting is great and you should be registered to vote. And as everybody knows who listens to this podcast, my politics are right down the middle, but
yeah,
we're having these people come. So because of that, we have a nonpartisan people come. I'm not going to tell you which way to lean, left or not left. Either way, please register to vote. It's important. And if you do register to vote, I actually brought home something that is not valuable at all, but people might like it, to give away to one of the people who vote randomly. I will give something away to them. So, yeah.
Awesome. And remember, Tuesday is a there are elections on Tuesday. So vote on Tuesday before you come. And if you shamefully do not, then show up and register while you're there. And speaking of Headcount being there, National Coalition Against Domestic Violence can't be there, but Justice Rescue will be there and set up. And make sure you go over and say hi to them. I think they're going to bring some T-shirts to sell as well. Justice Rescue is, if you don't know anything about them, you know, there are a bunch of great rescues in the Philadelphia area, from Providence in here in Delaware County to Morris Animal Refuge. But Justice is very special in that Wolf, who is the guy who runs Justice, basically goes and finds dogs who are being mistreated and basically like takes them from their owners. And a lot of times these dogs are scared as hell of people because of what they've been through and mistreated and malnourished and sick, and they nurse them back to health and give them, get them into good homes. So Joey and Paige, fans of Philly Joey and Paige have a Justice Rescue dog, and they just do awesome work. So they'll be there too. Headcount will be there. So we look forward to seeing everybody Tuesday. Get there early and behave yourself and cheer for Robert Covington. That's all I got.
Yeah. A lot of people in my family will be there. Alyssa will not be there, sadly. She could not make it. But my writing partner, Patrick, will be there, so you can heckle him as need be. So no Lakers fans, but I've still got plenty of people to be excited about. My dad, LL, the whole fam.
Kornblau will be there, of course. I said Eric from Big Bar. My wife will be there with Rebel, just completely annoyed at me for making Rebel take pictures for an hour when he doesn't even, he's scared to death of people, but he's doing it for the cause.
Oh, I thought someone was on my plane that threw a trust the process at me. I think he might be flying home for the lottery party, which is crazier than me flying home for the lottery party, because at least I'm getting somewhat paid for it. Wild. So cheers to that guy.
Well, you're not getting paid for it. I hate to tell you. You're getting your money back for the flight, at least.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm flying
back. Okay. We'll see everyone on Tuesday. Mike, thank you for doing this podcast again. And we'll see everybody Tuesday.
Let's do it a third time. Delete this.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
We are the murderers there. Dead with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have power to push. Now I smoke pounds of the kush. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Chew runner over and out of this bitch. Step into the spotlight. Uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Cope on the clouds on a missile.